This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to get to, and so much, you know, obviously has been going on with headlines, but let's just get to at least the medical news, because many times I talk about everything that's going on in the headlines and I don't get to go straight to medical news. So let me kind of give you guys some of the quick updates, and then I'll keep you guys posted on, you know, what's been going on with the train crash and, you know, everything else. First, ibuprofen. Many of us take ibuprofen. Well, many of us take a lot of it. I mean, we just don't pop one ibuprofen. We take it all the time. We're being told now that it could raise our heart risk by a fifth. And we've known that ibuprofen and anti-inflammatories can cause heart failure. This is another study telling us how much it can. There's a report out, and this has been kind of common knowledge, but everybody's afraid to talk about it because it's not politically correct, where I guess there's another study saying men's brains are bigger physically than females. And so, you know, I think we need to talk, and, you know, me being a woman, I have no problem talking about. Why don't we talk about the physical differences of men and women, you know, non-politically correct, and, you know, why it really doesn't have anything to do with our inferiority or superiority, but there are some definite differences between men and women physically. So we're going to talk about that. Many of us shave our legs during the wrong time of day. So I'm going to tell you when to shave your legs. Like me, like I'm an expert on being completely groomed. Well, yeah, let's just pretend I am. Superfoods. We got some more superfood lists. Some of them are a little bit new than what you guys keep hearing, so we'll tell you about that. That's always kind of nice. Millennials apparently are the way they look at the world is a lot different than the way some of us non-millennials do, and apparently, you know, this could really change a lot of their thinking in the future. And so they, you know, in this one report, they found that millennials have very little confidence of banks, in the criminal justice system, in the government, and it's going to be kind of an interesting discussion on, you know, what, you know, we think, okay, you know, all right, well, as we age, you know, with Social Security and Medicare, then the younger generation is going to do this, and, you know, and we're thinking that they are thinking along the same, you know, lines that we thought. You know, I remember how I thought in my 20s, I remember how I thought in my 30s, so we think we know how they think. And millennials are what, in their 20s and 30s right now? So, but no. And so, you know, remember how nervous, you know, our grandparents were, right? Because the 60s scared the hell out of them, that everybody was, you know, going to become a hippie and, you know, nobody was going to be able to work. And then they were going to be kind of devastated when they were baby boomers and Social Security benefits and Medicare benefits may not be around for them later, which is obviously why it had to pass in the 1960s, and they thought that maybe we would have something like Obamacare. Boy, were they right. Okay, anyway. So, you know, they were worried about, you know, the younger generation, and, you know, that they didn't have this, they might not have had the same work ethics or whatever, and, you know, things still turned out okay, but, you know, what if it doesn't for us? You know, with the millennials are not thinking the way we do. Alright? So, I want to talk about that. That's going to be an interesting discussion. We got the first artificial pancreas. So, that's pretty awesome. You know, for those of us that are becoming diabetic, or for those of us that have kids who are diabetic, managing your sugar and managing your insulin is a very daunting task. We have the FDA-approved first artificial pancreas. I'll tell you how that works, and it looks really, really cool. Some of you guys take the birth control pill, and when you take the birth control pill, it can make you depressed. Well, unfortunately, you know, there's a reason for that, and we're going to talk about that. And Zika. Zika is back in the news. Now they think Zika could be transmitted through sweat. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. We're never too busy. Take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Depending on when you listen to the show, some of you may listen to it delayed, but right now we are being told that 3 people have been killed and more than 100 people injured after a commuter train crashed into a train station at Hoboken, New Jersey at about 8:30 earlier this morning. Multiple outlets have confirmed. We're still being told that there's 1 fatality on the main media outlets, but I'm being told that we have at least 3. The cause of the crash still is not identified. Apparently, WFAN radio anchor had witnessed the crash, and he said that the train just did not stop. It just went through the barriers into the reception area. So you see that, you know, the ceiling fell. The there were people, from what we understand, pinned under the train. You saw there were supposed to be, or we're being told there were loose wires and there was water, and it was such a scary scene. Of course, you know, these trains are not out in the open in sunshine when they come into the station, so the electricity went out, and it was pure darkness as people were trying to get out of the train. And for any of you that have ever been on one of these trains or commuter trains or subways or, you know, I mean, there's no seatbelts or padding, or you're standing, you're falling into people, you're getting elbows in the head, you're having people crash into you. So Jeff Scott, the CEO of Jersey City Medical Center, told reporters that 51 people were currently being treated at the center for injuries ranging from stable to critical. Many were treated on the scene. None who went to the hospital suffered life-threatening injuries thus far. Looks like a lot of people are walking into the hospital themselves. So as we get more information, we're going to keep you posted. But this is pretty scary. You know, I was listening to, Fox News earlier today, and I guess there was a, transit specialist on there saying that he thinks the train might have been going at least 10 miles an hour. You know, 10 miles an hour. I mean, to me, this looks like it was a lot more forceful than 10 miles an hour. But what was very interesting is how, you know, even lower speeds could still cause devastation. You know, these trains, they slow down, they almost come to, you know, a stop before the platform, and then they start to coast in. In this particular case, it looks like it just didn't stop, so it just flew right into the waiting area. Well, very, very tragic. We're sending our prayers. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all 5 for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently a museum earlier this month has been criticized because they had a quote-unquote sex-o-meter exhibit. And this was a game that would claim to reveal whether your brain was male or female after a series of tests involving logic and spatial awareness. Answers determine whether an arrow points to a blue or pink section. And the test claims that men can see things better in three dimensions and are more able to imagine how things rotate, while women's brains have better visual memories and can distinguish more easily between subtle details. Now, apparently, they said Dr. Joe Devlin, head of experimental psychology at the University College London, said that he was surprised by the exhibit, claiming that there are male or female brains that is disingenuous and grossly oversimplifies a complex topic. Okay, and we're going to be talking about this a little bit more in detail, but I just want to tell you what happened to this museum. So the museum now acknowledges that some of the scientific research used in the display is more than a decade old and is planning an update in the coming months to reflect the latest scientific evidence. All right? But, you know, are men's brains bigger? And does it matter? I mean, you know, and we'll talk about some basic structures. And, you know, I'm a woman, so, you know, it's so hard for male radio hosts to be able to talk about this, you know, without looking sexist, etc. But, I mean, I'm a doctor. If there are some physical differences between the hands, between the face, between the heart, which there are, between the hair, between the brains, I mean, we should be able to say that without getting accused of being politically incorrect, right? If a brain is larger, if a muscle mass is larger, it should not be an insult to anybody, okay? So, apparently, according to Daily Mail, they say over the past two centuries, many scientists have argued that as men's brains are bigger, they must be more powerful. I haven't heard that theory. New research confirms men's brains are bigger, about 10% bigger. But that doesn't necessarily mean it reflects on size or intelligence. So a study last October found no significant relationship between brain size and IQ aptitude. The quality of the connections between brain cells obviously is a factor in intelligence and IQ, etc. Brain structure and integrity appear to be more important as a biological foundation of IQ. So they say instead of a brain full of all male or all female components, some experts argue that our heads contain a mosaic of regions that may be a jumble of male and female characteristics like a footprint. Now, a behavioral neuroscientist, Professor Daphna Joel at Tel Aviv University, studied brain scans of more than 1,400 people. She measured gray matter, which is kind of like we call the thinking matter, and then your white matter, which are where the nerve fibers have to connect, even though there's nerve fibers that connect all over. And they say in 116 parts of the brain to find out which areas had biggest sex differences. And these areas were scored as more characteristically female, male, or somewhere in between. They reported in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that about 5% of the brains studied were consistently a single sex. Most had a mix of features that varied widely from person to person. And anybody that has a problem with researchers saying a man's brain is different than a woman's doesn't understand biology, doesn't understand science. Okay, I mean, men, for the most part have testicles. Women have ovaries. That's not a politically incorrect statement. We could talk about this. Now, when you have somebody who's in the, teacher's lounge, you know, shouting off, men's brains are bigger, and, you know, they're trying to, you know, rally someone, okay, then he's being an idiot. But, you know, when we researchers or a museum, you know, let's say is trying to, show how there are certain differences and certain characteristics. And remember what I told you, when we were talking about little kids in school and how some schools are trying to get rid of using boy and girl. And, I can understand the pink and the blue because I always love the color blue. You know, I mean, pink is a cool color, fuchsia, purple, but I really like blue. Blue's my favorite color. So I understand getting rid of pink and blue, but getting rid of boy versus girl, as a human, you know, you do want to septate. You do want to coalesce. You do want to, be a part of one. You want to be an individual, but you also want to be a part of a group. And people not only need to identify as individuals, but people need to identify as a group. They need to identify as human. Many of us with religion, we need to identify with our religious group. Many of us like to identify through our gender. And so, you know, when you have somebody that goes, well, you know, I'd like to see if, you know, do female brains have, you know, X, Y, and Z, or male brains have, you know, when people are very interested in that. They're, you know, and if I could also say, at work, I always find it very fascinating. And I like to watch, employer-employee relations. And I like to see how things work in a group setting and team leader and leadership skills and building, et cetera. And some of the best bosses – some of the best managers are the ones that find your strength and go, all right, we're going to have this person on this, this person on this, this person on this. And many times, the strength, I mean, this only works if you like what your strength is. Okay, if you don't like your strength, you're in trouble. But when you see, you know, a group, and I have been in so many different meetings, board meetings, business meetings, etc. And when you see somebody like, I got the marketing part, I got this, I'm on that. Okay, Bob, you're really good with numbers. Do you want to crunch it? Yeah, I'm good at that. And when you start to see people kind of get excited and you see their shoulders move and you see them sit up straight because they have a task that they're good at and they are identified as being good at that task. Alright? I mean, a very good employer, a very good manager will identify this, will bring it up in a meeting and say, you know, rather than, okay, who wants to do this? They'll say, Dahlia, you know, your grant writing was awesome. You can you take the reins on this? You know, oh, hell yeah. You know, and so, you know, we want to identify our strengths. So let's say you do have a feminine female and maybe a not so feminine female, or you have a man who's more burly, or you have a man that may be more groomed, let's say. There may be certain strengths and assets that person could bring to a certain job, to a certain table. And we are so afraid now of bringing anything like that up. I mean, what if a woman or a man is much better at a certain task? Again, now, if you stereotype all across the board, you know what, we're going to have a guy do this because women can't. Okay, now you have a problem. But if you say, Joe, you know, you are really good at this. This is in your wheelhouse. You know, can you take the reins on that? Is that a bad thing? You know, so, I mean, I remember the 70s and 80s. They were saying, you know, women are better at languages and guys are better at math and science. I didn't have a problem with that. I just thought I was odd. You know, because I was better at math and science. I was not very good at languages. I had a hell of a time, you know, with English and with, you know, I mean, you know, true, you know, my father had broken English and, you know, I wanted to learn Hebrew and, you know, it didn't work out that well for me because I did, you know, and so I, you know, some of my English was poor, as you could see me stumble through this. And so, you know, I had, I wasn't very good with languages. Yes, I was able to pick up Spanish. Yes, maybe overall I do have some talent toward languages, but no, my wheelhouse is science and math. And in the 70s and 80s, that's not something girls were usually good at. Boys were. But I blew people out of the water, and I was like, okay, great, so I'm unique. I mean, I wasn't hurt. I wasn't insulted by that. And so, and now we know that's really not the case. So, yes, you know, if a museum is purporting some myth and is not using scientific backing, that's a problem. They've got to fix that. Absolutely. But, you know, if there really is a physical difference, the reason why I'm having such a cow about this is I don't want people to start changing science. I don't want us to be teaching our kids all brains are equal when they're not, because they're so afraid of stepping on somebody's toes and insulting somebody. I don't give a damn if my brain size or weight of my brain is smaller than my husband's. I give a damn if he tries to use it in a fight and tries to make me, but you know, I couldn't get, so what? You know, my butt is bigger than his. I don't care. So when we come back, let's talk about some true physical, biological differences between men and women. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the latest we got from New York Daily News is at first they were reporting three people dead in the Hoboken, New Jersey crash. Now we're being told it is still one. CNN and Fox News had reported there was one dead, and New York Daily News had reported, as well as multiple other outlets, that there were three. From what we understand, we still have hundreds injured. We have at least three in critical condition, but the death toll of three has luckily been now reduced back down to one. It's a shame we still have one fatality. This is obviously still extremely, extremely tragic, but we will keep you guys posted as we get more information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the meantime, I want to give a shout out to Streaming Talk Radio. StreamingTalkRadio.com is now airing the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are very, very happy about that. Thank you so much. I welcome all new listeners, okay? And my, you know, current listeners, okay, please be nice to the new listeners. Be nice, okay? Sometimes my listeners are very, very possessive. So when new listeners come, they kind of get kind of mean. We don't need that. Nobody needs to be mean. Okay, so let's talk about some differences between men and women physically. Right? And these are not going to be politically correct. There are some distinct differences. Maybe a man's brain is larger, so, all right, it could be in size larger. Not a big, you know, men and women are built differently. So, according to LifeScience.com, women have breasts and men have flat chests. These are differences. Women have breasts. Nothing politically incorrect about that. But what's kind of interesting, they say, is women are the only primates who have breasts all the time, even when we're not nursing. Yeah, I didn't realize that. You know, like kitty cats. You know, I got two girl kitty cats. Actually, now I have three girl kitty cats. And the three girl kitty cats, they don't really have boobies. Yet, if they had milk and they had babies, even though we've spayed and neutered our cats, then, you know, they would have breasts. But, so, you know, why are humans... You know, why do humans always seem to have breasts? The scientists think, this still doesn't make sense why we always do, but actually, pre-pubertal girls don't. They're flat-chested. But once they are able to get pregnant, once they've reached puberty, they have breast development. And postmenopausal women or older women, our breasts start to get saggy. Notice how I had to say "are." I'm not postmenopausal yet, but I definitely is a part of the saggy group. Okay, breasts start to get saggy. They don't seem to be as perky. Unless, of course, we do surgery and we play around with our bras, which I do, which is why I do look so perky. But before all that, they were down to the knees. So anyway, so breasts being above the waist, breasts being perky. And by the way, what do breasts look like? They look like eyes, right? Okay, you know, and remember, we were never designed as cavemen to be wearing clothes and to be wearing, you know, I mean, our job was to, as humans, okay, the human animal species, to propagate. And so having two eyes basically stare you at, you know, that's why many men will focus on the breasts. It's not that they're perverted. It's that these are things that are the closest thing, okay, to you. If you're a woman, the closest thing to that man isn't your nose, okay? It's not your knee. It's your breasts. So from a three-dimensional, you know, visually sensory advantage, the breasts are what's looked at first. So they think evolutionary-wise, men will look at that as an incentive to be fertile. So, that's very interesting, you know, and so, you know, when you kind of look at the body, remember we were discussing, gosh, was it one of you had asked about pubic hair, because we were talking about the dangers of waxing, you know, and you know, why, what would be the evolutionary reason for pubic hair? Well, remember, okay, if let's say, and again, I'm going back to caveman days, okay, if the male is so fixated on the breasts because they look like eyes, and they're protruding, and they're basically almost hitting them, and they're right there. If all he does is concentrate on the breasts, that okay, pregnancy's not going to happen. So the pelvic area that has hair, and if you also notice the shape of it, the triangle, these are to give animals, and humans are animals, the direction on where to go to. And so it's a very, very, it's supposed to be an attractive quality to visually attract, okay, where you're looking and where you go. Because if you're just spending all the time on the breast, nothing's going to happen, okay? Let's now leave that part. Let's talk about our Adam's apples, okay? Men and women, we all have cartilage surrounding our voice boxes, okay? We all have cartilage there protecting our windpipe, protecting our larynx, okay? But men seem to have Adam's apples when women don't. That's what we call them Adam's apples. Well, they say men have larger larynxes, hence that's why they have deeper voices. So they obviously have more cartilage, and that seems to cause the protrusion more. So they say, men's voices are also deeper. Why? Because that has to do with testosterone. I got two boys, and when they were younger, hi, Mom, and now it's like, hi, Mom. You know, as they're going through puberty, the voice, it's crazy, too, because my younger son, all his friends are, 13. So this is when things start to change. And so I'll be at the house, we're at the house watching the debate, and all of a sudden I heard this kid go, Dad, can I have, I'm like, who is that? Because you're so used to hearing his, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's, and you're like looking at his friends going, wow. And, my son's voice is getting lower. It just kind of scares the hell out of you. But anyway, that's because of the testosterone. So, men have more testosterone than women. And when men do, it changes a lot of their physical characteristics. Like, for example, the face. Testosterone will change the eyebrow, the cheekbones, the jawline. They say estrogen in a woman may widen our face fuller, make our lips fuller, maybe make our eyebrows higher. And so higher testosterone, the reason why women love those chiseled jaws and those, because the higher the testosterone, the more prominent these facial features are. Now, when somebody has acromegaly, they have an over-exaggeration of these facial features because of, high testosterone or growth hormone. And we'll, we've talked about the hormones, and we'll revisit that as well. But, for normal testosterone, that chiseled chin, so sexy. And also hair. Men have more body hair than women. Why? Again, the testosterone. This is nothing that's politically incorrect. Men have more hair. All right? And so, and women would find that hair more attractive. Okay, a lot of us, we kind of like seeing Chippendales with their, oiled up torsos, but in caveman days, the more hairier somebody was, the more you would be attracted to them because you realized instinctively they had more testosterone and they probably would be more muscular. And then the darkness of the skin. They found that depending on our hormones, we may have lighter skin depending on women versus men. There's been some studies looking at that. There's also been some studies looking at our digit ratio, where our index and ring fingers, depending on how much estrogen we were exposed to in the womb. We've talked about this. We've talked about, there's been studies with men, depending on the ring finger and their index finger, if they were more prone to cancer, prostate cancer or not. Men have more muscle. Okay, men have more muscle. They've been looking at body strength. Women appear, if you put the average woman to the average man, we're not talking Olympians, women seem to have about 50% of the upper body strength as men and maybe 66% the lower body strength than men. Men's metabolism is faster. And again, these are not, comments that shouldn't insult anybody. These are, on average, some biological biological differences. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so now we're being told that Zika, the Zika virus, could possibly be transmitted through sweat. Last couple weeks ago, we talked about tears, how there was a study where they found Zika alive and well, hanging out in tears, which didn't surprise a lot of us. As we know, many viruses, you know, can hide out around the eye and in those types of bodily fluids. Zika also, we know, can hide out in vaginal fluid. Zika could even hide out in the blood, although we've been, you know, expecting that it's usually self-limiting and it would go away eventually. Well, now, okay, well, what does this mean if you could pick it up from somebody's sweat? Well, it could mean that if you're taking care of somebody that has Zika, you may be able to get Zika from them. Now, this is not news to you, because a couple weeks ago we reported how a Utah man contracted Zika not by a mosquito, not by traveling to a Zika endemic area, and not by having sex with anybody. The only thing he did was take care of his father who had Zika. And we're being told, now that we have more information, that he used his bare hands when he would wipe off his dad's tears and move his dad when he was sweaty. So the study suggests that this very unusual transmission may also be linked to the fact that the man's dying father had 100,000 times the normal level of the virus. And they're bringing this up so you don't panic that if somebody next to you had Zika and, you know, you shook their hand, you automatically got it. So anyway, this research was led by University of Utah scientists and was published yesterday in the New England Journal of Medicine. They say it doesn't answer why the father's levels were so high and why the son truly contracted the virus, but it obviously, you know, sheds a little bit of light. Now, what was going on with the father, and this was the first death by Zika on American soil, although there was a death in Puerto Rico as well from Zika. And this gentleman was 73 years old. He had been diagnosed with prostate cancer 8 months before his death in June. And he was receiving radiation therapy, anti-androgen therapy, and, you know, which is anti-hormone therapy. And they think maybe the combination of that made it easier for the Zika virus to replicate. Dr. Sankar Swaminathan, chief of the Infectious Diseases Division at University of Utah Healthcare, he said that the cancer and treatment doesn't totally explain why he had high levels of the virus, but it is odd. Now, how did the father get it? How did he get it? He returned from a 3-week trip to the southwest coast of Mexico, which was his native country. He moved to the United States back in 2003, and we don't know exactly the exact location of where he visited Mexico. When he was there, he ate ceviche, soft-boiled turtle eggs, went fishing in the ocean. Again, nothing that should really deem anything very high risk. Because, again, okay, you know, we know that you can get Zika, but why such a high amount? He and other family members were bitten by mosquitoes while there and were infected with Zika virus. His son, healthy 38-year-old, became sick 5 days after visiting his father in the hospital and was diagnosed with Zika too. Okay, so what they aren't saying here is even though the father was receiving radiation therapy and anti-androgen therapy, he wasn't devastated, very sickly devastated, until he got Zika. Zika put him in the hospital, is what we're understanding. Okay? So his son visits him in the hospital. 38 years old, so he became sick 5 days after visiting his father. He recovered and later told doctors that he did. He helped nurses care for his father, he wiped his eyes, etc. None of the nurses and doctors, however, became sick, nor did other family members. So that would imply it might have been a direct contact issue. It was, you know, because otherwise other family members, you know, before the father got that deathly sick, you know, if they didn't have to touch tears or touch sweat, etc., and the nurses and doctors usually glove when they touch a patient. So that's why, so again, this is all being deduced down, all right? Nothing is 100% definite, but that's what they're thinking. Now, remember, usually Zika virus only causes a mild illness, if that. 80% of us don't even know we have it. But for those of us that may not know we have it, it doesn't mean it's not devastating. It could still cause severe neurological issues, especially in infants, in fetuses, causing the birth defects and microcephaly. So this is a big deal because, you know, if you have somebody, well, one, there's three big deals going on. One is we have a death by Zika. They say, excuse me, they say Zika most likely contributed to his death, but if he was doing fine with his prostate cancer therapy, able to fish and eat ceviche and travel and have turtle eggs and all that, and then all of a sudden he is down for the count while suffering from Zika virus, we basically are chalking this one up to his one death, you know, due to complications of Zika. Okay? So we have that. Two, we have a case where the gentleman that died, why did he have such high levels? All right? What predisposed him to having such high levels? And do we now have to be aware of another population of people that if they get Zika, that, you know, because right now everybody's like, look, if you get Zika, nothing really happens to you. Overall, you're fine. No big deal. Well, obviously it was a big deal to this 173-year-old gentleman. So that's something else we need to determine. And then three, you have somebody who didn't have sex, didn't get hit, bit by a mosquito, didn't travel, coming down with Zika. So, you know, I know Zika hasn't been in the news a lot because there's been so much about going on with politics and the debate and the train crash and you know, the shooting at the school. So, I mean, there's been so much going on in the news that people haven't been talking about Zika, but Zika is still an ongoing problem. So, you know, what does that mean? Well, if somebody does, what I would recommend, okay, is we need to get off the idea of we need to diagnose and know the name of what these viruses are. If you guys stop and take a step back and you hear this story, well, somebody took care of somebody who was very, very sick and then he got sick himself. Okay? You start to think, well, Ebola did the exact same thing. Right? The reason why so many people became affected with Ebola is because family members helped their other family members who had it. Now, I'm not saying Zika is going to act like Ebola, but the one thing I think we could start to see a pattern here is when somebody is really, really sick, you need to protect yourself when you take care of them. Okay? So, glove up. Wear a mask. You try to use certain precautions. Because what if there's another virus going on that we just haven't discovered or covered in the news? People are always like, well, you know what? I think he has Zika, so I'm good. I see this all the time. You know, patients will be like, you know what? I think all he had was chlamydia. I really wasn't worried about HIV. So, yeah, you know, we weren't that persistent with using condoms. Or everybody is so busy trying to diagnose each other. Maybe we need to take a step back and just pretend that the person next to you has something bad. Okay? You can still take care of them. You could still be loving, you could still support, you could still do everything you need to do. But protect yourself. And so, I'm wondering if there are more cases like this. And the fact that here we're thinking we know everything there is to know about Zika, and you have somebody who has 100 times the viral load, 100,000 times the viral load. So what the heck is going on? If we don't know what's going on, just assume that, you know, somebody has it badly and be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, 600,000 veterans may not have health insurance next year. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.